From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The debate over whether or not to breach the four lower Snake River dams, well, it is not a new one. Over the last several months, though, there has been renewed interest around the issue, from political discussion to conservation campaigns to protests. And now, an art exhibit. The Sun Valley Museum of Art has a new exhibit. It's entitled Dams, Reservoirs, Reclamation, Renewal. So joining us today to talk more about the exhibit is Courtney Gilbert, Curator of Visual Arts at the Sun Valley Museum of Art, and Boise-based artist Rachel Tenelock. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
So Rachel, let's start the conversation with you. Why did you pick this topic to feature in your artwork?
Oh, hi. So I've been working with conservation groups most of the time that I've lived in Idaho. I first worked with Advocates for the West in 2011. And to me, it just seemed like a natural fit as a landscape painter that I would collaborate with conservation groups that were working to protect the places that I loved to paint, learn more about the environmental issues here in Idaho. So a couple years ago, when this opportunity came up to take part in the dam show in Sun Valley, I was currently working with Advocates for the West, doing a series of landscape paintings of the Pacific salmon migration route. It featured 40 paintings of the landscapes around their route from Sawtooth Valley to Astoria and all the way up to the San Juan Islands. And so this seemed like a natural conclusion to that project to actually present the dams that were in question.
And Courtney, the art museum has invited several artists from all walks of life to participate in this. So can you tell us about the different perspectives the exhibit will feature?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this project, I co-curated this exhibition with our artistic director, Kristen Poole, who's retiring from the museum. And it's a topic that she's really been interested in exploring for quite a few years. And this moment when Congressman Simpson has advocated for dam removal for the four dams on the Lower Snake seemed to give the conversation some urgency. And so as we looked together to put together multiple voices, it was important to us that the artists work in different media. So we have everything from video to photography to Rachel's amazing paintings to an enormous mural and some watercolor paintings. We have two artists who come from the coasts. One, James Prosek, who's based in Connecticut, and he's been very interested in how all kinds of boundaries, both real and imaginary, whether they're lines on maps or actual physical dams, affect ecosystems and relationships between all kinds of species, flora and fauna. And then Carlina Caicedo, who is based in Los Angeles but grew up in Colombia, she's been working on a project for a number of years about the effects of dams on indigenous peoples throughout the Americas and particularly on their native fishing practices and their traditions. So we invited her to look at that issue through this specific place. And she spent time with the Shoshone-Bannock and the Nez Perce and the Colville Confederated Tribes. And then Eric Johnson and Rachel, we invited specifically because they really look at dams as physical structures. And in Eric's case, he's looked at the Elwha River in Washington and how the river has changed since dam removal. And Rachel really gets at kind of the, whether or not you're in favor of dams, sort of the impressive nature of their engineering and this, them as structures of human ingenuity.
And Rachel, you know, here you are, one of these four artists currently on display with the exhibit. I'm curious about the kind of research that you needed to do for your particular part of this project.
Yeah, well, you know, being a painter with a foundation in plein air painting, I guess my perspective is really just looking at things, trying to look at things as they are. And whether I'm painting a dam or a pristine landscape, I really try to see things as an object reflecting light. So when I did these paintings, it was, you know, even though I've done quite a bit of research on the issues and the plight of the salmon and all that. These paintings were just presenting the dams as they are, just, you know, this is what we're talking about, this man-made object in a landscape. And I really went back to those roots of light and color and kind of creating a conversation piece by presenting an image that was powerful, but trying to see it as it was.
And what's it been like to have been selected for an exhibit like this that is so timely?
Oh, it was really exciting for me personally to be exhibiting with these three other artists who have such a long history of creating art concerning the environment and different perspectives culturally and scientifically. That's exciting. And to be a local artist and get to be part of this international exhibition is exciting. And yeah, it does feel very timely in terms of this confluence project that I've been painting for several years in tandem with the political environment that is progressing and kind of coming to a head here. Yeah, it is very exciting, and it feels like my work can add an emotional punch to it. I think that's what art can bring to a political conversation like this, is it evokes emotions in the viewer and helps draw out different perspectives.
And we should note the exhibit will feature a lot more than just these four art installations. Courtney, can you talk to us about this? Because there will be what, lectures, films, workshops?
Yeah, absolutely. So for almost every exhibition that we organize, we try to provide a full program of related activities and events. We've got each of the artists will be speaking about their work in person. James Prosek's actually talking tonight with the curator, Jack Reynolds. Carolina Caicedo is coming back at the end of September. We'll hear from Rachel in November, on November 3rd, and Eric Johnson at some point in November as well. We have a lecture on the 31st with the author David James Duncan, the author of The River Why. The historian Bob Reinhardt from Boise State is coming on September 8th to talk about his project, The Atlas of Drowned Towns, this fascinating research project about towns that were either removed or inundated and in kind of the heyday of dam construction. And then we've got a great panel discussion at the end of September that'll feature Carolina Caicedo, Nick Nelson from Idaho Rivers United, Craig Quarterman, who is the Director of Agricultural and Natural Resources for Congressman Simpson, and then a member of the Shoshone-Bannock tribes, probably Dan Stone, who's an expert on salmon and salmon recovery and the issues surrounding the dams. And we've got films like River of Return about the Matsaws, Jessica and Sammy, a couple from Fort Hall who have developed a program that takes Shoshone-Bannock youth on the Salmon River to kind of rediscover their ancestral lands and traditions. And then the Patagonia produced film Damnation will be showing in November as well. And a geology outing too, to look at dams, including the dam in Mackay that's recently gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah. And Courtney, what are you hoping that folks take away from viewing this experience?
Well, I hope that everybody will come into it, you know, with an open mind, whatever their perspective is going into it on dams, and really, you know, dig into the topic and look at what the, you know, it's a complicated issue and there are lots of different sides to it, but I think it's worth considering what our landscape and our rivers and our salmon populations and other native species, how they might benefit from breaching. While I expect that everybody will draw their own conclusions, and I also hope people just really enjoy the work in the show is beautiful, and I hope people really enjoy it. Rachel's paintings are spectacular. Carolina's film is just incredibly moving. James's mural is so overwhelming and immersive and beautiful. So I hope people will enjoy the visual experience of it too.
And how long does the exhibit run?
It will be up through November 12th.
Okay. I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this new exhibit.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Absolutely. We have been talking with Courtney Gilbert, Curator of Visual Arts at the Sun Valley Museum of Art, and Boise-based artist Rachel Tenelock, talking about a new exhibit that's focusing on the impact of dams in Idaho as well as the American West. The exhibit runs until November 12th.